Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We praise the Almighty Father. We give glory, praise, and thanksgiving to our King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Welcome to Bible Storyland. I'm your host, Caritha Gantling, also known as Sister G. Glad to have you with us this morning. So let's praise the Lord together. Oh, Father, we just thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that your kingdom come, your will be done. Let your kingdom advance and be established through preaching, teaching, and healing. In the name of Jesus, let the gates of our lives in the city be opened for the King of Glory to come in. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you reign. You are clothed in majesty and strength. Your throne is established of old. You are from everlasting. Lord, you are a great king above all gods. Let the heathen hear that the Lord reigns. Hallelujah. Lord, you reign. Let the people tremble. Let the earth be moved. Hallelujah. Lord, you have prepared your throne in the heavens, and your kingdom rules over all. Let men bless you, Lord, in all places of your dominion. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. Let men speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of your power. Let men know your mighty acts and the glorious majesty of your kingdom. Oh, Lord, we are grateful to be a part of your kingdom. Let your kingdom come through deliverance. Let the gospel of the kingdom be preached in our region with signs and wonders following. Father, we receive the kingdom because it is your good pleasure to give it to us. Let the righteousness of peace and joy of the kingdom be established in our lives. Let the kingdoms of this world become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ. In the name of Jesus, let the saints possess the kingdom, overthrow the thrones of wicked kingdoms. Preserve us unto your heavenly kingdom. Let the scepter of your kingdom be released. We seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto us. Break in pieces, consume every demonic kingdom that resists your dominion. Let all dominions serve and obey you, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We just bless you this morning. We thank you that you are Lord, and you saw fit to wake us up this morning and give us abundant light. And we say thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, as we petition you this morning, we are grateful to you, the Most High God, that we can conversate with you, that we can call on your name morning, noon, and night, and you've already heard, already answered before we call. So, Father, we come with grateful hearts this morning, thanking you for your love. Thanking you for your mercy. We thank you that your mercy is good, brand new every day. Oh, God, to sustain us, to keep us under the shadow of your almighty wings. Oh, God, we thank you for keeping us on the holy path daily. So, Father, as we proceed on Bible Storyland, lead and guide us in the name of Jesus. Oh, we're blessing you and honoring you. We're giving you glory, praise, and thanksgiving this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we thank you that you are Lord, that you are God. So, Father, we surrender all to you this morning. Oh, God, we lift up Bible Storyland family before you, Lord God, and all that we are connected with. And we ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for blessings. Hallelujah. Help us to move forward in you. Remove any stagnicity, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, let us praise you like never before. Oh, God, I thank you for giving us the desires of your heart according to your will. We desire your perfect will in the name of Jesus for our lives. Order our steps in the name of Jesus. Order our thought lives in the name of Jesus. Order everything concerning us in the mighty name of Jesus. You are a holy God. You are a righteous God. You are the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. We bless and honor you this morning. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. And we say hallelujah to the Most High God. Hallelujah to the Most High God. We honor your presence We honor your presence. We honor your presence. And we're thanking you, Lord God, that you are here. You are there. You are everywhere. You are omnipresent. No place that you are not. And so we're grateful that you are here with us this morning, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Well, good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Carissa.
How are you this morning?
I am doing wonderful.
All right. What song are you going to play this morning?
Rejoice, rejoice.
Amen. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know know not whither you go. And how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth, you know him and have seen him. Hallelujah. I praise the Lord for his word. Isn't his word awesome? I just love the word of God. It's nothing like reading and studying his word. That's his way of letting us know who he is. The Bible tells us about the greatness of the good Lord, the greatness of our Father. And so today is Joyful Praise Day on Bible Storyland. 1 Peter 5:7 says, cast your cares on him because he cared for you. Psalm 55:22, cast your cares on the Lord and he will sustain you. He will never leave the righteous. He will sustain us. You know, life presents many troubles on every side, but we have a God. When trouble is overwhelming us, we can cast our burdens upon him. Thank God, he's a burden bearer. When life gets us down, we can call on our Creator to deliver us from the cares of this world. When we throw ourselves at his feet, at the feet of God, he's our consoler. He consoles us. He lifts up every burden off of us. Every burden off of us and onto himself. You know, we are called the saints, the Christians of, and you know, the Christians of old, the saints of old, used to sing praise unto God. They would sing songs like, it's me, it's me, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. They would sing, rejoice in the Lord, and again I say rejoice. They would sing, he's never failed me yet. We come this far by faith. What a friend we have in Jesus. And, you know, when they sang those songs, it lifted those burdens off of them that they had been carrying for God knows how long, from day to day. Praise is comely for the upright. So let's praise God with joyful praise of songs and give him glory and praise and thanksgiving this morning. You know, he deserves more than we can ever give him. We can't give him enough praise. Even the angels bow down before our God. They praise him. They give him adoration. They give him thanksgiving. Not just in the morning when they, you know, in the morning, but all day long. So we got to praise him all day long. When a situation arrives, we say, I praise you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. If it had not been for you on our side, we just got to continually praise him. And you know what? We got to praise him the way we live, with our lives, with our thought lives, with our actions that we perform every day. So I thank God. We have Pastor Donna Hawkins on with us this morning from Paducah, Kentucky. Good morning, Pastor Donna. How are you?
Good morning, Minister G. We are doing fine. Henderson and I are in Atlanta. His cousin passed away, so there's going to be a memorial service at 1 o'clock. So we're here in Atlanta.
Oh, well, I'm so sorry to hear about the passing of your husband's cousin, and we will pray for that family as well.
Thank you. That's the Kendall family. Their mom passed away on October 19th. She passed just a few weeks before my mother did, and now this is her son. His name is David Kendall. So this is the Kendall family. They have lots of relatives in Minnesota, so all the brothers and sisters from Minnesota are here, and then a few live here in Atlanta. So that's where we are.
Well, I thank God that he got you all there safely.
Yeah.
I pray the blessings of the Lord upon you all and that everything goes according to the Lord's plan.
Yes, ma'am. We're looking forward to it. We are looking forward to it. Yes, yes. Okay, I'm going to sing We've Come This Far by Faith. I just heard you say that.
Amen.
We've come this far by faith. his holy word. He's never failed me yet. Oh, can't turn around. We've come this far by faith. We've come this far by faith. Leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word. He's never failed me yet. Oh, can't turn around. We've come this far by faith. Don't be discouraged when trouble is in your life. He'll bear your burdens and move all misery and strife. That's why we've come this far by faith. Leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word. He's never failed me yet. Oh, can't turn around. We've come this far by faith. Just the other day, I heard a man say he didn't believe in God's word. But I can truly say that God has made a way. He's never failed me yet. That's why we come this far by faith. Leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word. He's never failed me yet. Oh, can't turn around. We've come this far by faith. Just the other day, I heard a man say he didn't believe in God's word. But I can truly say that God has made a way. He's never failed me yet. That's why we've come this far by faith. Leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word. He's never failed me yet. Oh, can't turn around. We've come this far by faith.
Amen, amen. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. And we've come this far by faith. You know, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You know, sometimes we want to know ahead of time what's what. But we got to have faith and trust. So I thank you for that song. We come this far by faith. That's the way we got to come, faith and belief. We got to believe and trust in the Lord. Well, as we continue on, we have Jackie Travis, cousin of Pastor Donna Hawkins. Good morning, Jackie.
Today is Saturday. Today is Saturday. Good morning, Sister G. I'm blessed to be here with Miss Lois. She's 102. She's going to help me sing this little light of mine. She loves Mary, do you know? That's her favorite song, but we're going to sing this little light, right? This little light of mine, it shall always shine.
This little light of mine, it shall always shine. This little light of mine, it shall always shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Are you hot?
Everywhere I go,
thanks.
I'm going to let it shine. It's the light of mine. I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Mary, did you know your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would sometimes break through the earth? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day save the land? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy would one day rule the land? The child that you deliver would one day deliver you. Oh, Mary, did you know?
That's her favorite song. She's laying
That's
here with sleepy.
Hey, Mel, I was playing that yesterday.
She's on the radio. Really? That's her favorite song, and we sing it every day. That's how she remembers.
There has been a body coming in here.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, well, thank you so much, Sister G. This is Miss Lois Downey. When did you? Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Miss Lois. Amen, amen. 102 years young. What a blessing to live 102 years long. My God, she's seen many things on this earth. So I thank God for Miss Lois. Singing this morning. She's still singing his praises. She still knows his name. And, of course, he will never leave her nor forsake her. So we're so grateful for them coming on this morning singing praises of the Lord. Well, we still have Karen Itell on with us. And she's going to play another song of praise. Good morning again, Karen.
Good morning, Corey Bell. How are you?
I'm doing good.
I'm going to do Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee.
Amen. break forth and sing for joy and sing praises. Well, we are offering a praise to our God this morning as children of the Most High. We joyfully thank him with deep adoration, celebrating his goodness and his grace. He's a marvelous God, a wonderful God. No earthly words can truly express the greatness of our God. So we're thankful this morning that he knows our name, our fingerprints, our voice, and everything concerning us. And he is concerned about those things that concerns us. He is our Heavenly Father. Abba is our Daddy God, our Father. So he's done great things for us daily. He loads us up with benefits. Not just once a month, once a week, daily, every day, he loads us up with benefits. He keeps us safe and protected from seen and unseen dangers. He makes a way for us daily. He keeps us in his thoughts. His thoughts of us are more than the grains of sand. He cares for us. When we think of the goodness of the Lord, we can shout for joy with thanksgiving and give him exuberant praise. Well, our speaker today is from Jacksonville, Florida. Mighty woman of God. I met her some time ago speaking at a church. And I mean that word was powerful that she spoke. So I'm so grateful for her. She ministers to children every day. Every day. They wait for her every day to pick them up. They wait for her every day to feed them, to pray for them. Every day she ministers to children. She is the owner and operator of Ward Family Daycare Home Large. She's married, has children and grandchildren, and we're delighted to have her on Bible Story Land with her with us this morning. Her name is Diana Ward. Good morning, Diana. How are you?
Good morning. How are you, Sister G?
I'm doing great, doing great. You sound like you're doing great, too.
Of course I am. I'm doing great. God is good. He woke me up this morning, and it's an awesome day, another day that the Lord has made.
Amen.
And I just want to say that I am grateful for all of his many blessings. And I just want to say this morning that we need to shout out praises to the Lord, all the earth. Break out in a joyful shout and a sing. In Psalms 98, it is a very joyful psalm. We should be singing to the Lord all the time because he has done marvelous things. The verses in this psalm list some of the things that he has done for us. He has gained us victory, salvation, his righteousness, and his mercy. As verse 4 says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing and praise. We have a lot to shout about. The rest of the chapter tells us that the sea roars and the rivers clap and the hills are joyful before the Lord. Are you still there, Sister G?
I am. We hear you.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you ever think that the noises that you hear coming from the nature around you were praises to God, not just a lot of noise? The next time you hear a bird sing, remember that bird is praising God. For you shall go out with joy and be led out with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth into singing before you, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. In Isaiah 44:23, it says, sing, O ye heavens, for the Lord hath done it. Shout, ye lower parts of the earth. Break forth into singing, ye mountains, O forest, and every tree therein. For the Lord has redeemed Jacob and glorified himself in Israel. Have you ever listened to the wind in the trees? Have you ever seen how the branches move back and forth and brush themselves together? they are praising God. Jesus said in Luke 19:40 that if you don't praise him, the stones will cry out. I don't want any stones crying out for me. I want to have my own praises. So I think I'll praise him as often as I can. And some of the songs that we just heard were songs of praise. There's some, This Joy That I Have, What a Mighty God We Serve, and the list goes on. And these are ways that we can shout out praises unto the Lord. In Psalm 66:1-4, it talks about shouting unto God for all his awesome work. He is awesome, and the things that he has done are awesome, and we need to shout about it. Let us tell God how awesome he is, and let him know every day that we are thankful for all the awesome things that he has done. What does God mean by joyful noise? Singing, shouting, and clapping unto God. Joining into the singing, getting involved with the praise that ushers up the praise to him. In Psalm 100, it says, not only make a joyful noise unto the Lord, but come into his presence with singing and know that he is God. If you really praise God from your heart, you will know his presence and he will become real to you. In verse 4 it says, enter his gates with thanksgiving and to his courts with praise. And let us enter into the courts of the Lord and do it with our whole heart. Another part of praise and worship is certainly the part of noise and clapping. In Psalms 47:1, it says, oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto the God with the voice of triumph. Everyone can clap their hands. God gave us instruments right on the end of our arms. Even if you can't sing, you can clap. So join in and use the instruments that God has given you to praise him. Sing praises to God. Sing praises to our King. Sing praises. We are to praise God any way we can. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Singing with our spirit, clapping with our hands, our God is worthy to be praised. When you sing songs, listen to the words and mean what you are singing, or else there is no need to be singing that song. If you grew up in a traditional church like some, it might be a little foreign to you, or you might think that it's disrespectful to make all the noise. But heaven is a very noisy place. They don't walk around with long faces and whisper. It's a joyful place, so we can be joyful. The Lord thy God in the midst of you is almighty. He will rejoice over you with singing. We can put aside our reservations and just praise the Lord. Let go and just enjoy the singing and praising. Do you do it in your home? Do you do it anywhere you are? God is right there with you, wherever you are. So singing and praising him at any time is always appropriate. Praise is a vital part of worship. It brings us into the presence of the Lord and prepares us for worship. It is much easier to worship the Lord after you have praised him for all that he has done for you. The next step to worship is to enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts, praise. We have been learning about God and who he is. Now we need to learn how to praise him and worship him. We are starting with praise. We need to enter in joyfully into the presence of God, and eventually we'll come into the place where we are comfortable, where we can enter into the worship naturally. Scripture references in Psalms 100:1-5, Psalms 34:1, Psalms 50:23, Psalms 150 and Hebrews 13, verse 15. Everyone knows how to make a noise. It would say most of us know how to make a joyful noise. If you are talking to your friends and laughing and having fun, did you know that God wants us to join in? He wants to join in with you. He wants to have a joyful time with you. Psalms 100 is a happy chapter. It starts out with, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. It also says to serve him with gladness and to come into his presence with singing and to enter into his gates with thanksgiving and to his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good and his mercy is everlasting. In Psalms 2 and 4, says that he who sits in the heavens shall laugh. He is a joyful God. He wants us to be joyful too. It comes up to him as a sweet-smelling fragrance. He is our Father, and like our earthly fathers, we like to have fun with our children so we can have fun with him by offering him up thanksgiving and praise. We can start singing in our meetings. We can sing in our house or wherever we are. We can sing and offer up praises, and we can give him joy, and this will bring joy to him. I will also bless the Lord at all times. His praise will continually be in my mouth. This is Psalms 34 and 1, and we can praise him at any time. Sometimes we can hum a tune. That can be a praise. Sometimes we can just thank him when he does something for us. And we need to set aside a special time every day to sing praises unto God. We have our own praise service right in our own home. We can have fun with it, and God will enter into our fun time with singing praises unto him. It's like having your best friend there with you at all times. What does that mean? If you do something good, you like it when someone notices it and tells you that you did a good job. It makes you feel noticed and important. God does so much for us that we need to let him know that we are thankful for what he does for us. And we thank him by letting others know what he has done, and it makes him notice us as well. That brings glory to him. Also, praise brings faith. As we hear that God has what God has done for us, it gives us faith, and we will know. The whole psalm tells us to praise the Lord. There are lots of ways to praise the Lord. Therefore, by letting him continually be in our mouth, we offer the sacrifice to praise God. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. To really praise and worship the way we are supposed to, I believe that it's important for us to have the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I believe personally that I never knew how to praise God in an effective way until I got baptized in the Holy Spirit. We bless the Lord when we praise him with our mouth and lift our hands as an offering. Therefore, in 1 Timothy 2 and 8, I desire that the men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath or doubting. This scripture tells us a lot. It tells me that I should lift my hands to God, but says holy hands does not mean that I can come with sin in my life and bless the Lord. No, I must get rid of sin before I can really worship God. So first we must ask for forgiveness before we can truly worship God or lift our holy hands. In Hebrews 11 and 6, it says, for he who comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. I hope you understand now why we lift our hands and worship the Lord. It's not just to wave our hands around. We are offering up a sacrifice of praise to God, and we are blessing God. How many of us want to bless God and all that he has done for us? In closing, we need to do a wave offering unto the Lord. Even shout hallelujah as we do it. I pray for you to have freedom in worship and not be afraid to express yourself by lifting hands to God. He is worthy of our praise and worship. Amen.
Ooh, hallelujah, hallelujah. That was a power-packed message, boy. And the word that she gave, the scriptures back up the word. And like she said, let's give Lord a wave off. You, wherever you are right now, you can just give him a wave off, and I'm giving him a wave off right now. And we can shout hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We can shout and praise the Lord right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We can clap our hands. She said we have our hands as the instrument to clap before God. And, you know, when I'm working with the children, I say, come on, let's stomp. Let's stomp. Let's stomp. So we stomp and we shout and we praise God. I said, tell the Lord you love him. And they all shout. They are so excited. I don't know about you, but I know the children are excited about praising God. They love to wave their hands. They love to stomp their feet. They love to shout. So I thank God for Minister Diana Ward this morning. That was an awesome message about praising God. She gave us so many helpful things that will help us get into the presence of God. And I love it when she said, heaven is a happy place. No, it's a happy place. So I thank God that the angels every day, she gave us so many scriptures. My God, Psalms 98, singing to the Lord. 1 Timothy 2:8. She gave us so many scriptures, Psalms 100, on praising God. And that's what we have to do daily. You know, in the morning when you wake up, you can say, hallelujah. You can wave those hands and just praise him and just shout, hallelujah. You can thank the Lord who has given us life and abundant life. So I don't know about you, but I'm so grateful that the Most High God know my name. He know your name. And every day we can shout and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We can give him praise and adoration. We could clap our hands. We could make some noise unto the Lord. So I thank God for the word this morning. It was a powerful word. Bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in our mouth. I mean, she has so many great scriptures about praising God, joyfully praising God. So, you know, I hope you wrote some down. If not, you can go back later and listen to Bible Storyland. You can listen to this message. You can write those scriptures down, and you can begin to praise the Lord like never before. It's praising time. I don't know if you know it. It's praising time. It's time to praise the Lord. It's so much going on in the world today. We need to take time out to praise him. We need to take time out to give him thanks. We owe him all the glory, all the praise. It all belongs to him. So this is, you know, a time to praise. Well, we have Miss Ludell on with us this morning. Miss Ludell, we got two young people on with us this morning. We have another lady on with us this morning whose favorite song is my song. She sang that song this morning with Jackie. I thank God for her. She sang that song, Mary, Did You Know? Hallelujah. That's one of my favorite songs, and I'm so grateful that that's her favorite song, too. She sang with Jackie, Miss Lois. She's 102. Now we have another young woman on with us, Miss Ludell from Applin, Georgia. Good morning, Miss Ludell.
Good morning. How you all doing?
Oh, we're doing great. We're so grateful you doing
good. I heard part of the message. It was great. It was great.
It was.
It was. It was.
You gonna sing for us this morning?
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to sing Try Jesus.
All right. Amen. That's what we need to do.
Try Jesus. He's all right. Try Jesus. He's all right. Try Jesus. He's all right. I done tried him, man. He's all right. In the morning, he's all right. In the morning, he's all right. In the morning, he's all right. I done tried him, man. He's all right. Have you tried him? He's all right. Have you tried him? He's all right. Have you tried him? He's all right. I done tried him, man. He's all right. On your sick bed. He's all right. On your sick bed. He's all right. On your sick bed. He's all right. Well, I done tried him, man. He's all right. Tried Jesus. Oh, yes, he's all right. Tried Jesus. He's all right. Tried Jesus. He's all right. Well, I done tried him, man. He's all right.
Amen, amen. Try Jesus. He's all right. I love that, Miss Liddell. I love to hear you have a beautiful voice for 94 years plus. Oh, my God. Birthday coming up, what, February 10th?
10th.
Yeah,
February 10th.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
All right. Try Jesus. That's what we got to do every day. Try Jesus. He's all right. On your sick bed, he's all right. Helping you pay your bills. He's all right. He's a provider.
Yes.
You know what?
Yes,
he is everything
is.
That we need. He's our all in all. So try Jesus. He's all right. Mm-hmm. Like Miss Ludell say, we done tried him, and he's all right. We know it.
Yes,
we know he's all right. He's a wonderful Father, a great Lord. He is the Lord God Almighty in the heavens, Almighty in the earth. So try Jesus. He's all right. You know what? Salvation is a gift from God. The way of the world, the way the world is headed now, we all need a Savior. We all need Jesus Christ. He came that we might be saved from our sins. And you know what? Our nation is in sin. So we have to pray for our nation. He came that we might be saved from our sinful nature. Luke 19:10. For the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost. Romans 10:9-10 says, if we confess with our mouths that Jesus is is Lord, and we shall believe in our heart that God raised up Jesus, on the third day we shall be saved. And that's what we have to do in order to get salvation. So if there's anyone on here today who's not saved, press 1. We'll walk you through the plan of salvation. It's salvation time. Look at the world. Look what's happening. Look what's happening all around you. Murder every day. Violent crimes every day. Children being killed. Abortion happening. All these things. Look around you. It's salvation time. Now is the time for salvation. Press 1 if you're not saved. We'll walk you through the plan. All right, looks like everybody on here is saved. I thank God for salvation because he offers it to all. He wished that everybody be saved. Now, you know what? After salvation, we must daily commit to living for Jesus. We must die to ourselves. We have to commit our way to the Lord Jesus. His way works. Our way don't. You ever seen children? They be struggling to do something, and you try to help them, and they say, I can do it, I can do it, I can do it. And then they just keep trying, Finally, they give it to you to help them. That's how we are. We have struggled to do it on our own, and we're God's children. We got to say, Lord, I'm giving it to you. And you know, when we give it to him, it happens too. We don't have to struggle no more. It happens. Now, backsliding, I want you to know, is not an option. The prodigal sons and daughters are being called back to God to live a life of consecration before God. Once we surrender to our God and be faithful to him, he's just to help us. He's faithful and just to help us on our path of righteousness. So that's what we have to do. We have to stay on the path of righteousness. If ever there was a time that we needed God, it's now. It's now. It seems like a spirit of Sodom and Gomorrah has come back into the earth. Daily we hear the hideous crimes, the violence, the murders, parents killing children killing parents, suicide, abortion, drug abuse, incest, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender. All these are abomination in the sight of God. In order to joyfully praise God, we must lay aside every weight and every sin that so easily beset us, which take us off the path of God. Hebrews 12:1. So let's repent today, ask God to forgive us for everything that we've done, everything that we've done against him. Because you know what? The Bible says we don't know our errors. We even have presumptuous sins, transgressions against God. We don't know. So I'll repent daily. I'm like, Lord, forgive me. Any way I'm off the path, anything I've done against you, any abominations, any transgressions, any trespasses. You know, some people believe that Christians don't sin. But I'm telling you, anybody in the flesh sins. Whether we do it daily, weekly, monthly, every second, every hour, we sin. We don't know when we error. So we have to ask God, forgive us, Lord. Creating us a clean heart. So, you know what? I'm going to pray some prayers this morning, prayers of repentance over us this morning on Bible Storyland. The Bible says in Psalm 32, blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven and whose sin is covered. So, Father, we thank you this morning for forgiving us of our transgressions. We thank you, Lord God, that you have covered our sins. We thank you, Lord God, that we are blessed, that you have imputed us in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, that in our spirit there is no guile. Oh, God, when we kept silent, our bones waxed through, old, through, roaring all day long. For day and night that your hand is heavy upon us, oh, God. Our moisture is turned into drought of the summer. We are crying and crying out before you, Lord God. And so, Father, sometimes we get to a point where we can't even shed a tear. We may be under distress, but, Lord, because of you, you come in and you help us during our time of need. So we thank you, Lord. We acknowledge that we sin and that our iniquities have not hid us from you, Lord God. And so we confess our transgressions unto you today, Lord God. Forgive us for iniquity. Forgive us for all of our sins. For this shall everyone that is godly pray unto you in this time, Father God, when we may be found, when you may be found. So, Lord, we know that there's a time when you may not be found if we don't continually praise you, if we don't continually honor you, and we don't continually listen to you. But, Lord, let that never happen to us. Let us always find you. Let us always hear and obey you. Lord, you are our hiding place. And I thank you that you preserve us from trouble, O God. Let not trouble hit our home. Come pass around us, O God, with deliverance. As we sing songs of deliverance, come around us, O God. Oh, Lord, I thank you that you instruct us and you teach us in the way that we should go. You are guiding us with your eyes. Oh, God, we thank you that we won't be as the horse or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held with a bit and a bridle, lest they come near unto you. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but, Lord, we trust in you, O Lord. And we know, Father God, because of your mercy, oh God, without your mercy, we can't make it, Lord God. So we are glad in you and we're rejoicing. Oh God, we are rejoicing because we are righteous and we shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. And Lord, as we remember David and that he sent and the great prayer that he prayed, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out all of our transgressions, O God, for we acknowledge our transgressions and our sins are ever before you. In the name of Jesus, against you, you only have we sinned and done this evil in your sight, that thou mayest be justified when thou speakest and clear when thou judgest. Behold, we were shapen in iniquity, and in sin did our mother conceive us. Behold, you desire truth in our inward part. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, I thank you. In the hidden part, you shall make us to know wisdom. Purge us with hyssop, and we shall be clean. Wash us, and we shall be whiter than snow. Make us to hear joy and gladness, that our bones which you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from our sins, and blot out all of our iniquities, O God. Create in us a clean heart, O God. Renew our right spirit within us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Cast us not away from your presence, O God, in the name of Jesus. Cast us not away. Cast us not away from your presence. And do not take your spirit from us, O God. Restore to us the joy of our salvation and uphold us, O God, with your free spirit. And Lord, when you do those things, we promise we will teach transgressors your ways and sinners shall be converted unto you. Deliver us from blood guiltiness, O God. Thou, O God, of our salvation, and our tongue shall sing of righteousness aloud, O God. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall show forth praise. For you desire not sacrifice, else we would give it. You desire it not in burnt offering. The sacrifices of you, O God, are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. You do not despise a broken spirit or a contrite heart. So, Father, we say, O God, unto you, that we will do good unto you, O God. Build the walls of Jerusalem. Build us, O God. Make us strong. Be our fortress, O God. O God, I thank you that then, that's when you will be pleased with our sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then shall we offer bullocks unto your altar. So we are thanking you this morning, O Most High, that you hear, that you do answer our prayers, and that you are righteous King, you are mighty God. There is no God like you, Jehovah, no God great like you, no God is holy like you, no God is righteous like you. So we are thanking you this morning. Oh God, we are thanking you this morning that we can surrender all to you, that we surrender everything to you, our God. We surrender all to you. In the name of Jesus, and we are thanking you that you are a great and mighty God, that you are the Lord God, almighty in the heavens, mighty in the earth. And Lord, we just praise your name. We give you thanksgiving this morning. We give you praise. We give you honor and glory due to your name. And we thank you, Lord, that we can call upon your name, that we can call upon you, the mighty God, and you hear before we call. And we thank you that you are faithful to us, and you will never leave us nor forsake us. So we bless you this morning. Well, it's praying time on Bible Storyland. Press 1 if you need prayer. Press 1 if you need prayer. If you already pressed 1, you can state your prayer request. All right.
Dale, I pray for myself, Mary Jean and her boys, and my entire family and church family.
All right, Ms. Liddell, we got you.
Minister G?
Yes.
We Will you please remember my mother-in-law? This is her nephew who will be memorialized today. And will you remember the Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church family?
Amen. Gotcha. Got you covered.
Thank you.
All right. Rhonda, press one from Chicago. Good morning, Rhonda.
Good morning, Sister G.
How are you? We're glad you joined us.
I'm good, and you?
Doing good.
All right. I'm asking for prayer for me and my family.
All right. Got your family and her. Anything else, Rhonda?
No.
All right. Well, thank the Lord. Hallelujah. We're glad you joined us. Thank you. Anybody else? It's praying time this morning. It's praying time like never before. We got to continually pray before the Lord. Press one if you haven't already and state your prayer request.
Can you hear me, Sister G?
I can.
Oh, this is Diana.
Okay.
And while I was on the radio, I just got a call from Miami that my stepdaughter just went into emergency surgery. So I'm asking for your prayers for that. For her.
All right.
Hmm.
You're going to be all right, though. Hallelujah. Any more prayer requests?
God is good.
Yes, he is. He's faithful.
I'm trying.
Any more prayer requests? Press 1. You're already on. State your prayer request. Let me see. Hold on. I know Jackie's on here. We got you covered, Jackie. I know she's
okay.
Busy working with her, Miss Lois, but we got you, Jackie.
Thank you.
Yep, we got you. Anybody else? Press 1, prayer request. Anybody else prayer request this morning? Well, we're going to go to the throne room of the Lord this morning. I'm going to ask Minister Donna Hawkins, if she could, if she has time, to pray with me this morning on the prayer target this morning.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, well, Pastor Hawkins, if you could pray for Jackie and her husband. I'm going to start off the prayer with praying for you and your prayer request. And then if you could pray for your cousin Jackie, her husband, her two daughters, the senior citizens that she takes care of, especially Miss Lois, who's 102 on with us this morning.
Oh. Yes, ma'am.
Oh. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Makash, shere, korabakash. Father, we thank you that you are a great God, that you are the Almighty God, and nothing is difficult for you. Hallelujah. You are Almighty. Nothing is too hard for you. Forgive us, Father, when we limit you, when we say, oh, the doctor said it can't be done. But, Lord, we know, hallelujah, your word tells us that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And that you are almighty, omnipotent, omnipresent, and it's nothing impossible to you. So we are thanking you this morning. And, Father, we lift up the Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church in Paducah, Kentucky. And we are thanking you for the leaders of the church, Pastor Donna Hawkins and her husband, Henderson Hawkins. We cover them with the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. And we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in their lives. We thank you, Lord God, that they're depending upon you. They said as for them and their house, the house of God, they're going to follow you. So, Father, no matter what comes, hallelujah, no matter what comes when the rains and the winds start to blow on them, oh, God, I thank you that your high right hand and your holy arm, you raise the standard for them, and nothing by any means will harm them or overtake them, oh, God. Any confusion in the church, we'd rebuke it right now, and we say hallelujah to the Most High God. Straighten it all out in the name of Jesus. And, Father, you know Mother Hawkins, your dear, precious daughter, who served you, oh, my God, served you over and over. She has given her heart to you many years ago, given her life to you. And so, Father, we thank you that she's a mother in Zion, and she's continually holding up hands and praising you, honoring you, clapping before you, Lord God. So, Father, strengthen her in this time of bereavement, Lord God. And, Lord, you said weep with those who weep. And so we're weeping with this family, Lord God, the David Kendall family. And, Lord, we know that he was a great man of God, a mighty man of God. Woo! Hallelujah. He did many great things in your name, oh God. And so we are thanking you, Lord God, that you called him from his labor to reward him. Hallelujah. What a great reward. Hallelujah. Oh God, we are saddened here on earth, but the angels are rejoicing when one comes. Hallelujah. Oh God, we thank you this morning for the Kendall family. Now, Father, strengthen every family member. And I thank you for those family members who are not saved on this day, Lord God, of the homegoing of this great man of God, that they would all be saved and come before you, oh God, and give their lives to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Gracious Lord, I am with you this morning, acknowledging who you are, for you are God, and beside you there is none other. Father, before I ask for anything, Lord, I do thank you for what you've already done. Lord, in days past, you have always answered our prayers, and for this we say thank you. Now, Lord, I ask a special blessing on Sister Jackie, Lynn, Jackson, Travis. Lord, you know her. You made her. You know all about her, Lord. Lord, she is your sweet daughter, Lord, who has a kind heart, who has a heart for caring for the senior citizens, Lord. Lord, I ask you to continue to bless her, continue to strengthen her, continue to keep her, Lord. And, Lord, I ask a special blessing on her husband, William Bobo Travis, Lord. Bless him. Bless everything that he sets his hands to do, Lord. Lord, I ask a special blessing on their daughters, Davida and Janae, Lord. Bless them. Keep them, Lord. They're young women, Lord, and they have challenges too, Lord. But, Lord, we know that you can meet them at their very needs. So bless them, Lord. Keep them in your care, Lord. Lord, I ask a special blessing for Sister Lois, who's 102 years old. Still singing, still serving you, Lord. We thank you so much for her. We thank you so much for all of the senior citizens who know that there is a reality in serving you, Lord. Lord, I thank you for the privilege of calling on your holy name. Now, Lord, continue to bless, continue to keep, Lord. Continue to carry us, Lord. Continue to strengthen us by your word, Lord. Strengthen us by your spirit, Lord. Lord, we thank you so much for what you have done, and we're looking forward to what you're going to do, because our eyes have not seen and our ears have not heard, and it hasn't even entered into the hearts of men, the things that you have prepared for those who love you. We love you, Lord, and we're looking forward to the things that you have in store for us. Lord, bless us and keep us in your care. We love you. It's in the name of Jesus that I pray, and for his sinless sake, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to continue in prayer. I'm going to pray for Miss Ludell and her family. And if you could pray, Pastor Donna, for Rhonda and her family. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your servant, Miss Ludell, who's been on the battlefield a long time. And, Lord, we just thank you that you love Miss Ludell, and you have given her abundant life. You have given her, oh, God, oh, my God, abundant, abundant, abundant life. Now strengthen her body, Lord. Heal her body in every area, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we just thank you for what you're doing for Miss Ludell. Oh, God, we lift up her family. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up her cousin, Mary Jean, and her sons, and Miss Ludell and her sons and daughters and grandchildren and great-grandchildren and the great-great-grandchildren. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this mighty strong vessel of honor unto you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that she has given her life totally to you long time ago, and she continues to honor you. She continues to bless you. Now strengthen her in areas where she needs to be strengthened, oh, God. Bless her family. Oh, God, save every one of her family members. And, Lord, you know she's concerned about her church family, her pastor and leaders of the church and the family of God, where she meets on Sundays, oh God. Oh, Father, draw every one of them closer to you. And, Lord, when they go into the worship service on Sunday, let nobody leave the same. Let them come higher and higher and higher in you. We bless your name, and we thank you for Miss Ludell, this mighty woman of God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. Lord Jesus, we bow again, asking a special blessing this time for our sister Rhonda in Chicago. Lord, you know sister, and you know what she stands in need of right now. We ask you, Lord, that you would crown her head with wisdom and knowledge, Lord. Give her what she needs so that she will be able to continue to serve you, Lord. Lord, we ask you to bless her family. We ask you to keep her family, Lord, in your care, Lord. Put your strong arms of protection around them and don't let any hurt, harm, or danger come to them, Lord. Lord, we're thankful for Sister Rhonda today who has tuned in to listen to your word, Lord. And, Lord, we know that your word has all of the answers for life situations, Lord. So, Lord, remind her to stand on your promises. Stand on your word. Your word says we have not because we ask not. We're asking today for a special blessing for Sister Rhonda. Give her a blessing, Lord, of a little more faith, a little more love, Lord. Bless her, keep her, reassure her, Lord, that you have everything under control and that everything will work out for the good of those who love him. She loves you, Lord, so we know that you'll work everything out for her good. Bless her, keep her in your care. It is in the name of Jesus that I pray, and for his sinless sake, amen.
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 And amen. Well, I'm going to pray for Diana. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, we thank you for Diana. And after I pray for Diana, could you pray for the Bible Storyland family, Pastor Donna? Hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am.
Father, we thank you today, Lord God. We honor your presence. You are holy God. You are righteous God. You are the Almighty King. You are the King of kings and the Lord of lords, and we bless your name. We praise you today, Lord God. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving for what you've done and what you're going to do. Oh, we're thanking you this morning, Lord. We thank you for your daughter, oh, God, Diana. You heard her request, Lord God. She's concerned about her stepdaughter that had to go in emergency for surgery today. But, Lord, you are there with her. And I thank you for the prayers of the righteous that availeth much, effectual, fervent prayers. So, Father, we thank you that she's going to be fine in Jesus' name. Oh, God, no weapon formed against her shall prosper in Jesus' name. And you said, beloved, above all, I wish that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So, Father, I thank you for her prospering in health and in her soul. I thank you for strengthening this young woman in the name of Jesus. Even as she undergoes surgery, I thank you that you are there with her. You will never leave her. You will never forsake her. Strengthen her. Guide the doctor's hands. Guide those who are in that area, in that surgical room with her. Oh, God, you are there. So, Father, we thank you for your high right hand, your holy arm being upon her and keeping her. Bring her up from the surgery, oh, God. Begin to strengthen her body, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, heal her body, Lord. In the name of Jesus. So we just give you glory, praise, and honor, and thanksgiving. And we look forward for a great testimony from this young woman, oh God. If she's not saved, save her. Save her family, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Gracious Lord, I bow again. Thanking you, Lord, first of all, for Minister G, Lord, for the vision that you gave her, Lord, for starting Bible Storyland, Lord. This service is such a service to so many people. We thank you, Lord, that every Saturday we get a word from you. Every Saturday your name is lifted up in song, through music, Lord, through praise. We thank you for that. Lord, continue to bless Minister G. Continue to keep her strong and working on your battlefield. She is a blessing to all of us, and we thank you for that. And then, Lord, we thank you for the faithful listeners, the faithful participants in Bible Storyland, those who come on every Saturday, Lord. They put you first, Lord. No matter what else is going on in their lives, they know that there's someone else who has it just a little bit worse, Lord. So we thank you that we have a place that we can come on a Saturday morning to lift up praises to you. We thank you for that. We thank you for the encouraging words that we receive every Saturday through the message, Lord. Lord, we just thank you for this awesome program, Lord. Lord, continue to bless this service. Continue to bless Bible Storyland. Continue to bless all those who participate. Lord, we love you. We thank you, knowing that when we call on your holy name, you hear us and you answer our prayers. We thank you for that, Lord. Lord, we love you. We thank you for this privilege. Just call your name one more time. It's in the name of Jesus that I pray. Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Well, does anyone have a quick testimony this morning? Testimony time.
Well, Minister G,
yeah.
I was sick at 4 o'clock this morning. I was so sick. I was throwing up, could not hold my head up. I was so sick this morning. But the Lord has blessed me, and he has healed me, and I'm thankful for him today. This is Pastor Hawkins. The Lord just blessed with the
Amen.
With the weight of the trip and with everything that's going on. Just my resistance was a little bit low. Had too much to eat, too many spicy things, and I was just sick. But I'm thankful that the Lord has healed me and raised me up one more time. I'm thankful to him today.
Amen. He is a healer, and he came quickly. Thank God. Okay. Anybody else? Testimony. Quick testimony.
Miss Carissa.
Yes.
My testimony is that we are going to be serving the Lord through our country again. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Thank you, Karen. Well, it's closing time on Bible Storyland. Now, we will not air next Saturday. We will not be on next Saturday, but we'll return February 4, 2017 at 9 a.m., the call-in number is 1-619-789-4313. I love each of you. You already know God loves you so much. Oh, my God. I can't even put in words how much the Father loves and adores you, how much he's blessing you, how much he's loading you up with benefits every day. And he is a good God. He's a mighty God. So have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month. And don't forget, lift up those holy hands and say, hallelujah, praise,
hallelujah.
Praise you, Lord.
Yeah.
Bless the Lord at all times. Let his praise continually be in your mouth. Love y'all.
I love you all.
Love you too.
Thank you.